Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. Evan. We are doing something a little bit different this time around. You've got tickets to a gun show tonight, don't you?
Is that what you're doing? Every day.
Every day is
every
a gun
day
show?
Is, every day I live in a gun show.
That's true. They're old guns.
They're old guns. And they don't they're farmer's tan.
And they don't fire quite right anymore.
No.
But are you going to Alice Cooper?
I'm going
tonight?
To Alice Cooper tonight.
That's right.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. If he does feed my Frankenstein from Wayne's
World. Oh, he will.
I will die.
A friend of mine.
You're going to see that live, and I am not.
A friend of mine went because he's doing two shows. He did one last night, and he's doing one tonight.
Yep.
And. A friend of mine went to the Sunday show, and he did mention that they played Feed My Frankenstein. So
from Wayne's World.
Yes. Well, it's not from Wayne's World. No, he had the song before that.
I know that, but featured in Wayne's World. So we're doing something a little bit different. A couple weeks back, we did a food truck show. And this time around, we're actually doing one of the new eateries in the IDS Crystal Court.
We're doing a lunch show.
Lunch show, which we usually don't do unless it's a Saturday.
True.
But because my closer proximity to your work, we're able to make this happen on a more regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
That's a word, right? More regular?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we went to 123 Sushi in the second level of the IDS Crystal Court. It used to be like a Jamba Juice. Am I right or wrong?
Yes. I don't know if it was a Jamba Juice, but it was a juice place.
Okay.
Well, I forgot something to drink, but oh well.
You can have a sip of my water.
That's fine.
So what their kind of claim to fame is, it's kind of make your own sushi. We talked about this on the show before.
It is. It's run by the guys who do Masu, mm-hmm. Which I don't know if you said that or not.
No.
I kind of blacked out for a second there. I'm expecting an email, like a very important email.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime my phone vibrates even a little, I'm like, okay, this must be it, but no. But I'm going to try to focus for the duration of the show.
All right.
It's taking that application, like a Subway style application.
That's maybe a bad example. I would have gone with something like a Chipotle.
How is Chipotle better than Subway? As an example.
In every way, shape, or form. The assembly line.
The assembly line, the build it as you go.
Yeah.
And which is cool. I wish they would apply this to their buns as well.
Okay.
You want to
build your own bun?
I want to build my own bun.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan of their buns.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This is really can you see where this show is going?
Yeah, well,
down
it's more.
The toilet.
Looking at what I'm going to have here, I'm going to call this the Sir Mix-a-Lot value meal. Just because it's a lot of buns.
It is a lot of buns.
A lot of buns. I went with my standard, which is the tonkatsu, which is a fried pork chop or fried pork loin, some sort of pork, with a little bit of lettuce and some green onions, and then some very fruity, tangy barbecue sauce, which is I just love the hell out of. I get this pretty much every time I go.
Is that hoisin?
I don't think it's hoisin. It might be. They just call it a tonkatsu sauce.
Okay.
Because you got hoisin on yours.
Yeah. And I got the pork belly buns.
Mm-hmm. Which are also very good.
It was fantastic. Which has hoisin. It's, again, those nice fluffy buns. Really? But nice.
I love that we have pet names for each other.
I know. Fluffy buns and tonkatsu. Which really should have been the original name of the show. But I did the twofer because I wanted to try the pork belly buns really badly, but I couldn't eat a whole order myself. So I'm giving you the my cast-offs.
Thank you.
But I wanted to try the... What their claim to fame is made-to-order sushi.
Yes, which is very good.
They have something like 10 different choices of protein. I want to say maybe even 12.
I think it's closer to 10.
Okay. And you know, choose white or brown rice, which is a nice option if you're into that sort of thing. I'm not. I'm not willing to sacrifice taste for the whole grains. So
yeah.
So you choose your protein, choose your rice, and then you're able to choose two interior toppings. Interior ingredients.
Midlands.
Would you
call that?
I'd go Midlands.
Oh yeah.
And those are typically vegetables.
A lot of vegetables, but there's also things like, you know, what I would consider sushi standards, avocado, cream cheese,
radish sprouts,
just a lot of things that you would expect. And of everything on the menu, I think that Midlands section, which I really like, the more I think about it, there isn't that many like really weird things between all of them. There's always a couple odd things in each kind of category, but that is probably the middle part is probably the most traditional.
Yeah,
and I think part of that is just because there's so much you can do with it, and so much that already has been done.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're going with that.
You know, I can't really think of anything.
You don't want to go too crazy with it because you want to keep that kind of somewhat fresh flavor.
Well, and you run into the Burger Jones phenomenon where it's just
too much.
It's too much. It's too weird. Yeah,
you don't need to chicken fry my sushi roll.
No. I don't know.
No, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
I would try it. I don't know if I wouldn't go into it expecting to like it, but I'd try it.
So you get to pick interior toppings, and then you get to pick exterior toppings as well, which are more of, you know, like a bonito crunch or tempura crunch. I got wasabi tabico on mine, which is a flying fish roe with a little bit of wasabi flavoring in it. And then you also get to pick sauces, and they have about 7 or 8 different choices for sauces as well. So what I did was white rice with ahi tuna, carrot, and radish sprouts. And then I got the wasabi tabico on top, and then their screaming Thai sauce on top, which is probably what I'm going to be doing in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, which is, and I think that is the hottest of all of the sauces. And they're actually very nice about rating the sauces in terms of heat. Because like something like an Asian barbecue is about the middle of the road, but it's fairly spicy if you're expecting like straight up regular barbecue.
Right. Well, I am thoroughly enjoying this.
Well, good.
I didn't think I could put together a sushi roll kind of effectively, and that's one of those things. I studied the menu once you decided on where we were going to meet.
Uh-huh.
I studied the menu for a while. I'm like, okay, I really don't want to screw this up because this is... Meals are a lot more important to me now.
Uh-huh.
Because I really have to choose what I want to spend.
You got
to
pick your battles.
I got to pick my battles.
That said, I mean, it's not like you're getting... anything like... Well, I was going to say, there's nothing, like, horribly unhealthy in there, you know? There's no, like, you know, bacon. There is... You can get the tonkatsu in a sushi roll, which I've done.
Good, I'm pork belly in the sushi roll.
You could do pork belly in the sushi roll.
Did you polish off both those?
No, I've just done my three.
Okay.
My sushi roll, my favorite that I like to go to, I like to call it the Texas sushi.
Okay.
Because it's the tonkatsu with avocado and green onions with a little crispy onion on there and the Asian barbecue. It's very good. Extremely American.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that, no.
America.
No. Damn right. Now, we should mention that we are sitting in the Crystal Court.
Yep.
In the bottom of the Idea Center. Not because 123 Sushi doesn't have seating. It does. It's got maybe about a dozen seats or so.
And they're more like the bar stool.
Yeah, they're bar stool-y stuff. But it is extremely loud in there.
There weren't any patrons in there yet.
Which would be extra awkward.
Yeah.
But it's like the music's always super loud there. And I will say, I've been there probably half a dozen times now. Mm-hmm. Even times when they've just opened. And we got there pretty early, so they had just opened.
Yep.
I don't know if I've been served there in such a don't-give-a-shit manner. Like, that was kind of amazing. Just how... Not slow. It wasn't so much slow. It might be. I don't know what it was, but it was. They've got a couple sushi chefs.
Yeah.
And they're good. Yeah. And they're fine. I have no problem with it. But the guy running the bun area,
you could tell
he had no interest in being there.
It was a Jason Mewes sighting, is what it was.
It was very Jason Mewes.
Oh my god!
Did not want to be there.
Oh my god! Did you see how much he looked like Jason Mewes?
Yeah, sorta.
We need to go back up there and look.
No, he was like, maybe...
Take a guy's picture and let the viewer, the listeners...
No, because I don't want to, shame this guy too much.
Not shaming. More like...
Yes, but if we've already talked about how little he cared...
Jason Mewes has fallen at this point.
If we couch that in by telling people that this is also the guy that really didn't seem to care, mm-hmm. it is kind of shaming. But it was just, he was very non-engaged.
Yeah.
And that's very different than the times that I have been there.
Okay.
And it could be just the fact that we just got there right when they opened. And I typically go there a little bit later, so they tend to have a line. So they get the energy going a little bit, and that helps things along. But I was a little shocked, and I was thinking about this in comparison to your response, or your experience at Piccolo recently.
Right.
Because we've had several people contact the show about that. And basically say that it had to have been something you did.
Really?
Like, everyone was like...
I don't believe that.
Everyone was like, I've been to Piccolo many times. I've never had a problem like that.
It wasn't a problem with the food.
No. They're talking with service.
Service is just not... Again, I'll go back into it. The service did not match the standard to which the food we were being given.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply a notch below. It was somewhat lazy and lackadaisical, and it left something to be desired. We didn't have a bad experience there, but we didn't have as good of an experience as I was expecting. It's not to say I'm not going to give it another whirl. I'm going to. I plan on it. It goes back into the hopper at this point. Where are we going to go next? But I really don't want to besmirch the restaurant too much, but it's just, sorry, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I just found it funny that several people rushed to their defense and basically blamed you.
Well, they don't know it. Those people don't.
I just assume, well, having known you for as long as I have, I'm tend to be on their side.
Did I do something wrong?
I don't know if you did something wrong. It may be just that your standards are a little high.
It may be that too. But I've gone to, normal, I don't say normal, but restaurants that were far less fancy and had impeccable service.
I suppose.
It all goes hand in hand. It's a circle.
It's a circle. Whatever helps you through the day. So you'd be very proud of me. I can give you this as news. Because you are a social media hermit, so you would not have already heard about this.
Did you shoot one past the goalie?
No. No. But...
You might have to Urban Dictionary
unrelated.
That one.
No, I know exactly what you meant there. My answer remains the same. I did a man thing over the weekend.
Did you hammer a nail? To build a workbench.
No, but I did make. I did grill a steak.
That's wow.
I know. We just got back from my in-laws.
Little boy Evan's growing up.
I just got back from my in-laws. We were up there last week, and my in-laws, they're down in Milwaukee, and they typically buy like they go like halvesies on this giant cow with some friends of theirs.
A farm share.
Farm share.
Okay.
They inevitably have more meat than they can handle.
Okay. Yeah.
Much like their dog. Anyway.
Hey.
God, that was bad.
Hey, Mr. Ray.
I apologize for that. Anyway, so they're always very generous about giving us the leftover, like the stuff that they don't want.
Okay.
Or just the stuff that they've just got extras and we get to pick. And amongst that, we got 2 pounds of stew meat. We got, it's all grass-fed beef from Black Earth Meats.
I might buy some of that, too. Black Market Stew Meat.
Black Market Stew Meat.
Didn't know you were in the stew meat trade.
Hey, that's why I have this jacket on. I can just open it up and it's got just meat.
Meat and watches.
Yeah, watches on one side.
Should see what's around his ankle.
Anyway, we got stew meat, we got a T-bone, and nice. We got this top sirloin that was about the size of a license plate.
Nice.
So I'm like, you know what? It was a relatively nice night out last night.
A little hot.
It was a little warm, yeah. But it wasn't too bad. We did it fairly early.
Okay.
We did it fairly early.
You do a proper shading as well.
We do a proper shading on the patio, yeah. So I'm going to grill this bad boy up. We're going to do it pioneer style with the charcoal and the whole thing.
Amen, brother.
And what we did now you are a barbecue master.
I am a knight.
A skilled apprentice.
I'm a Jedi knight when it comes to barbecuing. I am not a master yet, mostly because I don't have the space for the tools that I'm not. Because there's no shortage of barbecue. I do love to grill. It is my favorite thing to do.
I'm going to finish off this last bun here.
It is without a doubt my favorite thing to do. I love to grill. I love my grill. I take, you know, very tender, loving care of it. It gets oiled. The grates get oiled every time I use it. It gets scraped lovingly. It is my baby. That being said, I want a green egg. I want a Bichutan's charcoal grill, and I want a smoker. So basically, what I'm looking for, but I want a
dedicated
box smoker. Yeah. Because the green egg I would use as my charcoal grill.
Okay.
But I use the Bichutan charcoal grill. It's like a big, I want to say it's about the size of about 4 shoe boxes stacked end to end on top of each other.
So like a camp stove size.
Kind of like a camp stove, a bit deeper, and then it uses the tradition, not like charcoal briquettes, but actual like prehistoric wood, mesquite wood.
Mm-hmm.
So it burns extremely hot, and you do it like you would with ribotta.
Oh, okay.
You know, everything on tiny little skewers. You're just making little bites. That to me.
That would be fun.
That is my.
So I need you to explain something to me.
I'd love to, because I'm a barbecue Jedi Knight.
You're a Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
We did this. We did this recipe.
Yep.
And it called itself a rub.
Okay.
But it was 90% liquid.
The wet rub.
What is the difference between a wet rub and a marinade?
To me, a marinade, well,
structurally.
Marinade you're not putting on after the fact. Marinade you're just soaking it in and then just slapping it on.
Well, no, this they wanted us. No, what do you mean by after the fact? Because you're still putting the rub on before you put it on the fire.
I'm saying you're not like continually marinating it with while it's on the grill.
But that, okay, I guess part of what my argument is.
I think honestly what it gets down to is different parts of the country are going to call it different things.
Is that what it is? I guess to me it was one of those where it's like, to me you're arguing application,
yeah,
which is separate from construction.
Right.
You know, I could do the same thing with a dry rub.
To me, a dry rub goes on before and, or excuse me, a wet rub goes on before and you, that's it. It doesn't get any more. To me, a marinade, you put it, you soak it beforehand, and then you keep applying that marinade as it continues to cook. I am probably 100% wrong on this.
But to me, that's where my
brain's
okay.
Going.
Okay, because this particular recipe, it's a quarter cup balsamic vinegar,
okay,
and a tablespoon of Montreal steak seasoning and a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Sounds good.
It was fantastic. Right. It was amazing. But they called it a rub, and it really bothered me.
It's not a rub.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
It's not a rub.
Yeah, because it's liquid.
Right.
You can't rub a liquid.
No, you can't. It's not a rub.
No, thank you.
But it depends on who wrote the recipe. I'm guessing you found it online. cookbook?
No, it was handwritten from the in-laws.
I think you did.
I don't know where they
maybe
got it from.
A Wisconsin thing.
Maybe. They do call water fountains bubblers, so
they're a weird name for ATMs too.
They're naming of magic cash boxes, maybe. That's just what I call them. But no, I've never heard ATM different.
Cash machine roulette.
No, that's if you don't know what your balance on your account is. But anyway, yeah, so we did the steak up. I made the rookie mistake of too high a heat at the beginning, so it had a good char on it, but it was basically raw on the inside.
Did you rest it?
I did rest it.
Have you done the pad test yet?
No.
Okay. So
no, because here's the problem. Here's the problem with the pad test.
Okay.
Is it requires me to touch it, and I can't touch meat that's been marinated because then I get shit on my hands, and I don't like shit on my hands.
Can you hold a towel?
Hmm.
Can you hold a towel? Like a towel to, you know, wipe your hand off with?
No, but that would require me to get shit on my hands first to necessitate the towel. I would rather have undercooked steak than get shit on my hands.
Get a meat thermometer then.
What?
Get a digital meat thermometer.
I don't care. It's beef. It's not going to kill me.
It's true.
If it was chicken, then I'd care more.
Okay.
And even then, I think my system could handle a little salmonella.
Really?
I'm strong like
that faith?
I'm strong like bull when it comes to.
I disagree. I've seen how quickly you have to go to the bathroom.
That has nothing to do with
that
germs.
Has everything.
It has nothing to do with germs.
It's everything to do with your immune system.
No, it has nothing to do with immune system. It has my battered and destroyed intestines.
Okay.
But anyway.
So, rare meat on the inside.
So it's rare meat on the inside.
Warm pig center.
What?
No warm pig center.
It was very, very lukewarm and red.
How long did you rest it for?
It was a good 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
Because
you did it right with the high heat. You did it right. You do high heat at the beginning to sear on both sides.
Uh-huh.
And then you put it offset.
See, that was the thing that confused me.
Yeah.
Because I was always told that you touch the steak once.
No.
Once you flip it. Unless you flip it, unless you're putting it into your mouth, you do not touch that steak.
You can just touch it with your finger.
This is a very bizarrely innuendo-y show.
I know. But they are right. You do want to only flip it once.
I don't understand that.
To me, it's you get a better sear, you get a better crust on it. It seals in those juices to continue the cooking.
But that doesn't make any sense to me.
If you peel it off and keep peeling it off, what you're going to end up with is a really dried out steak. It doesn't like to be jostled.
All right. Okay.
So you flip it once, and then you can flip it back again, and that's usually what I do, but it's only for a few seconds.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I'm touching the steak to make sure I get just a little bit of give to make that'll tell me that it's medium rare. Where you want it to be.
Well, what we did is, you know, we rested it, we cut it, I'm like, okay, this is way too rare. So I threw it back on the fire, but right. off to the side
okay.
to let it finish off, and it did a couple more minutes
okay.
in there. So it ended up turning out really good.
Okay. But master of the flame you are not yet.
Well, you know, I make steak like once a year.
I do love your rare burgers.
That's just more because
you're looking to poison me is what it is.
No, my problem is I'm impatient.
That's
really what it is.
You really are. I can see there's no way you could ever smoke anything.
And it's,
ever.
No, because I don't have to baby it.
I suppose. You're just kind of setting it and forgetting it.
Exactly.
Come back, set the time for two and a half hours.
But I got to watch the burgers.
Would you ever smoke anything?
What?
Would you ever smoke? If you had a smoker, would you smoke anything?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because you don't like anything with bones in it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what would you smoke? I mean, you could do like...
Non-boned food?
You could do like a pork
butt. You could take the bones out of something and then put it in the smoker.
I know, just get that wonderful, like, marrowy goodness out of the bones. And...
That's fine. I am perfectly capable of smoking something with a bone in it and then taking the bone out
okay. Before
I eat it.
All right.
I'm not that...
You refuse to eat off of said bone.
Exactly.
I'm not a caveman.
Exactly.
So you would eat ribs. You just want somebody to take the bones out for you.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd do it.
You debone my ribs.
I have several checking accounts. I should not be eating something off of bones.
Damn it.
I'm a big deal.
I work with computers all day.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like to go...
This is 2013,
It's kind of like, I think it was Chris Rock's old joke about camping, is I don't want to go pretend to be homeless. You know? It's the same thing. I don't see the appeal.
Oh, Chris Rock. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Hey, no, I have nothing but respect for Chris Rock, even though he's in Grown Ups, because...
And he
said it when he was talking about Madagascar.
Yeah.
He's like, I work for a couple hours and they pay me $1 million. Yeah. If I was being paid $1 million, I would do Grown Ups too.
Yeah.
I would be in that movie.
Yeah, I really can't complain.
And he got kids in college now.
Yeah.
So
We're old. Remember when he was on Saturday Night Live?
My God,
that wasn't that long ago.
No, I never watched Saturday Night Live, so yeah.
I had an interesting weekend. We did do another tasting menu at another local establishment.
God, you're a yuppie.
I am yuppie, but I don't have any bills, so F you. And we went to Heidi's.
Okay.
Which we did the 9-course tasting menu.
Okay.
What does that do?
That was an experience. That was probably the longest meal I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
We did 10 courses at Travail. When it was still open before they closed for the remodel. And that's, you know, a good hour and a half. This was 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's pretty good.
It was pretty good. The food was outstanding. There were very, very little low points or lulls in the meal. And the service was very, very good. And Heidi's has a open kitchen.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. In that you don't see a lot of restaurants like that that are so highly acclaimed that have open.
It's weird.
Travail does, but.
But I think of that being something that only highly acclaimed places do. I think of like Red Stag. I think of Travail. I think of Bar La Grassa.
Okay, forget everything I just said then.
Butcher and the Boar.
Okay, well played, sir. Thank you. But
Subway. Okay, Subway has an open kitchen too.
This one was a bit more in full plain view. In that, you know, there was no partition.
Benihana also has an open kitchen.
Really? We're going to go with Benihana?
Hey, you blew past my Subway reference. I had to interrupt you somehow.
I know. Subway, Benihana, and Heidi.
Dude, Benihana's been advertising now.
I know.
I so want to go.
We're not, no. I'm putting the
I'm not
down.
Not for the show, just okay. I want to go for myself.
You're doing it for your birthday.
No, if I'm doing it for my birthday, I'm doing something different.
Anyway. They've got a glass partition, but other than that, you can see everything. And we were in the table.
A lot of chefs not wearing pants.
It was odd.
Yeah. You
know, it's amazing what they'll use for a spoon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's brave. That's brave right there.
Yeah. And I got nothing. Damn it, I was going.
I love when you try nitrogen. To be funny and you fail.
Where does liquid nitrogen come from? Nothing.
That was stupid.
I know.
That was really bad.
I know. Anyway, open kitchen.
You could make an egg drop soup joke, maybe.
But usually, like, when you see some of those open kitchens, you can only see the kind of the front line.
Yeah.
This one you can see all the way back to the back. And Stuart Woodsman, who is the head chef there, was working that night. And it was interesting to watch him interplay with everyone. And that how much nicer he was to his chefs than he was to the wait staff. And what I assumed was his wife weren't running the front of the house. Where it was, you know, encouraging, you know, and I can only read lips. And, you know, you can kind of tell how somebody's being talked to. There are a lot of finger pointing.
See that light
and
light?
like FUs and blabbity black blanks to the wait staff. And then just encouragement and nothing but goodness to the cooking staff. So it was a very, very interesting interplay. And I kind of felt bad for the wait staff because he was berating them so much. And especially his wife, you know, just really railing into her. Not in a good way. Hi-o.
I'm ashamed of you.
Well, it was too... It got to be at a point where it was distracting.
Really?
Because it was like I couldn't not look at it. So...
Do you think it was distracting to people that hadn't actually started by watching the chef?
I don't know.
Okay.
I that's a good question. And I don't know, but it was distracting enough to me that it didn't take away anything from the food. And our server was awesome. She was really, really good. She's traveled all over the world eating at all these restaurants, so we got to gab with her for a bit. But it did take a little bit away from the overall feel of it. I think if you got to be careful when you have those open kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're really going to run down a slippery slope because everyone's seeing everything. And you're now putting a portion of the restaurant forward into the limelight that's normally not going to be used to that. And to me, it took something away from the dining experience. I would absolutely go back. And service and food alone, I would go back. The ambiance is good too, but I'd kind of almost want to be seated away from the kitchen. What I don't know.
Do you think a possible solution would be not so goddamn nosy?
It's hard not to look at.
Do you think if you were a conscientious person and kept to yourself?
No, I'm a catty
be
bitch.
Better?
I'm a catty bitch, and I'm nosy. And
I'm the same way. I'm not gonna.
I honestly think it would have bothered you a bit too, because you're very, very intolerant to things like that.
Yeah.
And I think that this really actually would have bothered you more than it bothered me.
That's because you hate people, so other people's abuse happies you.
You something like that, I think, would have bothered you a lot more than it bothered me. Just in terms of it was borderline inappropriate.
Right. Well, you know, and I could be talking out of my butt on this, but hasn't he had problems before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember if he was one of them.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I think it's Stuart Woodman, not Woodsman.
I don't care. Either way,
Stew beef.
Yeah. Either way, it was an interesting dining experience. One I'd probably have again, just away from the kitchen.
Now, one thing to change the subject slightly. One thing I love about having lunch in the IDS Center is that it is kind of a central area.
Oh God, this is like sitting on a bench at the State Fair.
Okay,
this is good.
If the State Fair was populated entirely with young executives, that's the thing. You've got Joey there in his dad's suit.
Yep, barely fits into it.
Yeah,
he's interning for Lindquist and Venom up on the 43rd floor.
Yeah, and he probably makes more money than both of us.
Yeah, he's going to be going to Taco John's.
It's kind of amazing. So.
It is a fascinating cross-section down here. Fascinating. So. Well, we've polished off our food.
We have. And it's a little shorter show because it's a lunch show.
Yeah, but Our listeners understand.
They do. It's Alice Cooper, for God's sake. So accommodations have to be made.
Exactly.
Plus, these tickets were expensive, so.
Damn it.
Yeah. They were a birthday present for my wife. So she is extremely excited because, you know, she's seen, like, Poison multiple times.
She picked out what t-shirt she's wearing tonight?
Well, she's actually thinking about getting
jeans?
A t-shirt. She's not a ripped jeans person.
Okay. I thought there was some sort of costume you had to wear to one of these things.
I've been trying to talk her into the Alice Cooper face paint.
Crowish thing.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll go for that.
You should do it.
It's shit on my face. I don't like things touching my skin.
So you don't use lotion.
No. Look, actually, my hands are actually pretty good right now, but come winter time, I look like the Crypt Keeper. But no, I can't stand it. Can't do sunscreen, can't do any sort of makeup. When I did a zombie pub crawl a few years ago, I was in hell.
I bet.
I just wanted to like pick off all my...
Can't do fake blood or anything like that?
No, I don't like stuff on me.
Yeah.
If I'm cooking something, I wash my hands at least a dozen times. Like if I touch...
That's
like,
not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, no. It's more just like that's how little I can stand. Like if I'm mixing like burgers or something, and I'm mixing everything together, I'm washing my hands like every 5 seconds because it just freaks me out. What were we talking about? Alice Cooper. Oh, and wrapping up. So I've been here many times to 123 Sushi.
Yep.
I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of sushi places in downtown in the Skyways. You know, there's Skyway Sushi just literally like 50 yards that way.
What's the one over in the building to the east of here?
That's Skyway Sushi.
Is that? Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then there's...
There's
Sushi Do. That's right. There's Sushi Do. There's Skyway Sushi, which is the other direction, sorry. There's Kikugawa, which is opening right in the building next door, opening up. In fact, Skyway Sushi's moving as well. They
is there
keep
like
moving
a
around.
Zen something?
There's Zen Box,
there
which is that's more bento boxes. Okay. I don't think they do sushi.
Because we've been to Zen.
We've been to the Izakaya, the restaurant type. Yeah. But this is Zen Box was this is their like lunch thing
didn't
that
they come
do.
Downtown or what?
Yeah, you came down. I think we've done it. I don't think we've recorded. There's a lot of sushi places, but I think 123 does things differently than all of them. You know, it's doing sushi in a different way, and I think the buns is a huge deal. I love Zen Box for their bento boxes because they've got a lot of different things, and it's more Japanese than less a sushi place, if that makes any sense. But, you know, I'm a huge fan of 123 Sushi. Now that you finally had it.
This was outstanding. This was it was good portion size. It was better quality than what you're going to get at the pre-made stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The grocery store sushi is what we're going to call it. But considering how fast it was made and how quickly we got in and out of there, it was great. I love the make your own idea behind it. They need to, if they could streamline the process a little bit more, I can see where this could be a very, very big deal. Good quality. My mouth is still on fire. From the screaming time.
That had some stank on it?
It's not bad. It's not like, oh God, I'm freaking dying, but it's definitely got some heat to it. But it's a good type of heat. It's like, it's a little sriracha-y.
Okay.
But not overpowering. Love the wasabi tobiko on it. I love tobiko fee. The little wasabi flavoring on it was awesome. Fresh ahi, yellowtail ahi tuna. Awesome. The rice was good. It wasn't sweet rice, which was great. So many times when you get like the grocery store sushi or the quick sushi, whatever you get it.
The pre-made
stuff is so sweet. This one, no sweetness to it at all.
Hmm.
It was fantastic.
I wonder why the sweetness. Do you think they use a different kind of vinegar?
They use the sweet rice wine vinegar. And this one was not. This was just a straight
rice vinegar.
Yeah, and it's okay. You can use a little for the amount that they were using. Just a little bit of the sweet rice wine vinegar goes a long way. But the fact that they used an unsweetened one, didn't take away from anything.
Yeah.
And the rice wasn't overcooked. It was perfectly cooked. I would absolutely come back. I love the pork belly. Steam bun, that
those
was
pork
excellent.
Bellies are that pork was, bellies fantastic. All the buns are great.
Yeah.
And we should mention that if for whatever reason you're not interested in doing the build your own sushi, they do have about a half a dozen rolls that you can just pick from.
And ramen.
And they just added ramen. They've had ramen. They've had hot ramen for a long time. They just added cold ramen.
Wow, I didn't even see the cold ramen on.
I don't think it's on the menu yet. But they've got a sign on the front of it.
Because I am a ramen fiend.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the ramen's very good. I mean, it's the same ramen. Like I said, this is owned by the guys who do Masu.
And they've got wonderful ramen.
Yeah, so I assume it's the same recipe.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, this is definitely a hidden gem.
I don't even think it's that hidden. I mean, you come here about noon, and there's a line out the door. But there might even be.
Yeah, I can't see from here.
Can't see from here, but it's still a little early.
Yeah.
But
still, absolutely check it out. Especially if you got bad weather or when it becomes cold out and you can't do the food trucks downtown, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm glad we were able to do it.
I am too. I'm glad everything worked out.
Yep.
Plus it just gives me another reason. I actually had this on Friday too, so this is my second consecutive lunch for this.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but you know what? For downtown lunch, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
You know, it's hard to find a place that does a good lunch for less than like $8.
Right.
And I think mine was 10. Or no, I suppose a good look.
Mine came to $16, but I had more.
You got two.
I got the buns, which you ate most of, and then I had the make your own sushi, and then I got a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So $16 for the amount of food that
for
I got.
A huge
there,
lunch.
There was no way I was going to eat all that.
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's perfectly fine just getting one roll or one set of sushi buns.
Yeah.
My only complaint, I've said this several times before, I wish you could build your own buns, or at the very least, mix and match. Like, I could do, like, a pork belly, a pork tonkatsu, and maybe, like, one of their shrimp.
Chicken.
They got a tea.
Tempura.
They got a tea-soaked chicken.
Yep.
Which I've not had, because tea tastes like butt. but they've got a shrimp one that looks good.
Yeah.
If I could do, like, a mix and match, that would be awesome. But, you know, if I have to have three tonkatsu pork buns, I'm okay with that.
A little too much?
No, I'm perfectly fine with that. So...
I get what you're saying with the mix and match. That's awesome. I thought I saw salads on there, too.
I think so. And you can get things like edamame. And I think they have a salad, but I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check them out. I would love to see this become, like, a small franchise. Like, I would love to see a place like this in malls. Like, I realize they got the Masu in Mall of America now.
Yeah.
But I would love to see this, you know, at Southdale.
Ridgedale.
Any place, Galleria.
In that
area, do crazy.
Yeah.
You know, any slightly higher end mall.
The problem with Galleria, not to mark that down, but Crave has a to-go window there.
Oh, do they? Okay. But still.
It's still better than Crave.
Absolutely. Not to Crave. I think for it being what it is, they've got remarkably good sushi.
Exactly. We've gone over Crave before. For a chain, a nationwide chain, we both have unabashed love for Crave.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
We don't know why. Yeah, it's
we
like
don't
we don't
know why.
Yeah, it just works.
It's like Anthony Bourdain and the KFC macaroni and cheese. He loves it to no end, and it makes no. It defies all of his logic as well.
Speaking of mac and cheese, and we'll end on this anecdote here because I think we got time.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some time. I'm a big fan of the Famous Dave's mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Because it's got the corn and a little bit of green onions in there.
It's stuff.
It's amazing.
It's got stuff.
We went to a place, or no, my wife went to a Famous Dave's down in Iowa.
Okay.
She was there for work. She wanted the mac and cheese because she's a smart person.
And she's your wife.
And she's, well, anyway.
As of right now, yeah.
As of this recording. Hey, I bought her Alice Cooper tickets. That should get me at least a couple weeks of good favor.
This is true.
So
you'd be surprised how far this is going to get you.
Anyway, she wanted mac and cheese. They told her no.
What?
That they didn't have it because apparently you have to be... Like, the restaurant has to have been open for a certain amount of time...
To get the secret recipe?
To get the mac and cheese. Like, there's a sliding scale of the stuff that they're given.
So they might never get rib tips down there.
Maybe. I don't know. But last week, while we were up in Hayward, Wisconsin...
Okay.
We drove past Famous Dave's number one, the very first location of Famous Dave's. And I was tempted to run in there to see if they had the mac and cheese, to see if that qualified. To see if the...
I would think that that's kind of like the test kitchen.
I was tempted to run in and just get a bat of the mac and cheese.
Right.
But, you know, we couldn't.
You could have.
I could have.
Probably shouldn't have.
That's probably a good thing overall.
Exactly.
Anyway, as always, we want to thank you. First off, thank you, Dave, for coming into the big scary city.
I know. I did have to bring my gun with me. So, and it's going to be tricky getting in and out of here. So.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I got to watch my back.
That's going to be fun. And we, of course, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for following us on iTunes and reviewing and rating all of us. Huge thanks again to Cody for coming on the food truck show last week.
Yes.
That was a fun time. And
now if we can only get her on the big show.
We've been trying to, but it's just the timing never works out. But I don't know if I want her on anymore because she keeps gloating about going to Pig Ate My Pizza.
Son of a bitch.
I know. That's what I said.
That's okay. We'll allow her that. That is food cred.
I suppose. We welcome you to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wellfitguidetolife, foursquare.com/wellfitguidetolife, and twitter.com/wellfitguidefpg.
First time doing this?
Twitter. It's the two Fs, and then the T throws me off every time. Big ups. We got to start planning for the State Fair Show.
Oh. There's
I've got this cut.
Because I've actually had a chance to look
it's
at the menu.
Two weeks.
It might kill us.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2 week moratorium on the diet.
Starting that day, because you need 2 weeks to just survive.
The thing is, I got to get down as much as I can between now and then, because I'm gaining back about 9 pounds.
You know what might be smart? You start the diet, or the end of the diet, the reverse diet, as it will, on the day of the state fair, and then just don't eat for 2 weeks, because then you're still going to be full.
I don't think that's how my...
You're still going to be full, plus you're going to gain all those points, because you got the rollover plan, don't you? Isn't that how that works?
There's
no rollover plan
for
points?
There's no rollover. No.
So you can't, like, just not eat for a month and then have, like, 16 pizzas in a row?
All just party pizzas stacked up.
Knee-high party pizzas.
Oh, at my fattest, I was stacking double...
I know. We all know your sadness for the party pizzas.
God, I love party pizzas so much. It's totally worth 20 points.
God, are they 20 points a piece?
20 points a piece.
And they're nothing.
I know. I get 49 points a day.
Are they made of
I could eat two,
gristle?
I could eat four party pizzas and that'd be it.
God. Anyway.
God, I'm fat.
Thank you much for listening.
Diet's over.
And we'll see you next week.